heading from the coastal region of Barlovento towards the Llanos and the beginning of the Andean mountain range in the state of Lara, we arrive at the heart of the Venezuelan cooperative movement. Lara is home to numerous cooperatives that formed in an era where there was little government support and they had to build each process by scraping together the few resources that they could. Omar Garcia is a founding member of Las Lajitas, an agricultural cooperative in the rolling green hills of Monte Carmelo, a small town above Sanare. Their cooperative formed over 40 years ago by members who were farm laborers and often had to migrate seasonally to find work. To solve the problem of unemployment and poverty, a number of community members formed Las Lajitas Cooperative.
Mira, yo creo que nosotros hemos durado estos cantidad de años, bueno, porque todos los que empezamos la cooperativa.
I think that we have survived these past years because all of us who started this cooperative, we didn't have anything. We were farm workers, producers, without anything, without a piece of land, without a hoe, without a pig. Through the cooperatives, we were creative and we got capital. We got some credit extended to us for the acquisition of this land. We divided the credit into three parts. The first, for the acquisition of land, which is actually very hard to get credit for, but we had a lot of luck with an organization that facilitated the loan. The second part went to the capital to pay workers, and the third went for machinery. So we got credit for the farm, and at this point the farm is totally paid off.
Las Lajitas now has 83 cooperative member workers, and Omar described how they organized their work.
Mira, nosotros nos organizamos de manera por equipos. Hay equipos que están encargados, por ejemplo, de la parte de la.
We organize ourselves into teams. There are teams that are in charge of chicken production, a team that's in charge of the development of organic crops, another team that is in charge, in this case me, of the seeds, and that's how we are organized by teams. We also do the administrative work, and that's rotational. Right now we have a fixed time, which is 2 months, in which each member takes on the accounting and administrative pieces. We have had some difficulty with people who don't like doing responsibility, but I think that each member has to take on these responsibilities so that there is transparency, so that we are equals. The problem with many cooperative and organization is when they leave the economic aspect to two or three people. When they leave the economic management up to the president, the secretary, and the treasurer, this is what often causes problems. So we are breaking this schema so that there is a transparency and so that we are learning as cooperative members, as farmers, and as producers. Here, thanks to God, there is a lot of transparency.
Como campesinos y como productores. Nosotros, gracias a Dios, aquí, o sea, hay bastante transparencia.
The theme of rotational work is a consistent form of organization for many cooperatives. Gaudi Garcia of Moncar, a small cooperative that produces value-added food items such as tomato sauce and jam, explains how they organize their work.
Nosotros somos seis. Nada más de casa de acá, del mismo caserío Monte Carmelo. Y bueno, todas tenemos un. Aquí el trabajo es rotativo.
We are six housewives from this community in Monte Carmelo, and here the work is rotational. We all have different roles. The person who controls the account, that's rotational. The responsibility of preparing the sauces and the sweets every day, it shifts whose turn that is. Each day, it changes who is responsible. So, for example, today, the woman who is in charge, she's responsible for organizing the work. If she needs to look for another person to help her with that, that's her responsibility. And if there is any more urgent work that needs to be done that day, it's her responsibility. We also have a director role, which lasts 3 years, and we switch that role.
Directivo duró en su cargo 3 años. Los 3 años es removida, bueno, elegimos a otra con sus respectivos suplentes.
Each worker, may have rotating positions, but every member is still paid equally.
Mira, nosotros acá estamos ganando, bueno, un sueldo mínimo, ganamos 60 bolívares diario. Creo que es poco.
We are earning a minimum wage, 70 bolivars daily. I think it's little, but at the end of the year, we subtract our losses from what we made and we paid ourselves retroactively. Thanks to God, we've never had any loss. We haven't had an excessive profit, but neither have we had a loss.
Many cooperatives pay in a similar manner to Moncar. Each worker receives a weekly payment, which varies from cooperative to cooperative, and at the end of the year, the surplus earnings that remain after costs and reserve funds are removed get distributed amongst workers.
Aquí todos tenemos el mismo sueldo, el mismo anticipo.
Here we all have the same salary, the same base pay. The person who transports the products to Barquisimeto makes the same amount as the person who is using the pig, and the person using the pig makes the same as the person who is with the cows, and the person who is with cows makes the same as the person who is cooking the food. The cook makes as much as anyone else doing any kind of job for this cooperative. That's the base pay. Nevertheless, the surplus that we divide among workers at the end of the year is done in an equitable way. We make a list of the number of days worked for each cooperative member. So, if I worked 40 days, I will receive a year-end payment that reflects 40. If a member works more than me, he has more responsible, he put more effort towards production. It's real that he's going to earn more than me because he put more effort toward working. He had more commitment to the cooperative. The end of the year pay is based on days worked for each cooperative member. Apart from the end of the year payment, we also keep a saving fund for each cooperative member based on days worked.
The decent wages and savings funds are one of the benefits of the cooperative for the workers. But another benefit is that workers themselves make decisions about what health risks that they will or will not take. Omar describes why the cooperative decided to transition from conventional production, which uses chemical pesticides and fertilizers, to organic production.
Nuestra producción es totalmente orgánica aquí en Las Lajitas. Esta finca, bueno, nosotros empezamos a trabajar de manera, bueno, convencional.
Our production in Las Lajitas is completely organic. We began to farm in a conventional way, but seeing that it brought many problems of pollution for those who consume the product as well as in those who work the land. It was creating health problems. Seeing the level of pollution in the water and the environment, we decided to figure out how we could produce in an organic way.
General. Decidimos nosotros ver cómo se podía producir de manera natural o orgánica.
Another cooperative outside of Sanare, 8 de Marzo, originated from concerns about community health. Women who were community volunteers on the local health committee were addressing the issues of lack of access to nutritious foods in their community. Out of this process came the proposal to form a cooperative that produces whole grain pasta, granola, and other nutritious foods.
Fue por un comité de salud, por un padre que vino.
With the help of a priest who came to visit our health committee, we started to see how we could improve nutrition, how to make natural remedies in our houses so we wouldn't have to take our kids to the hospital as much, and how to cure certain sicknesses with plants that grow in the community.
8 de Marzo, meaning the 8th of March, was formed by 8 women who chose that name to honor International Women's Day and the work of women. The women are clear that the formation of the cooperative has been an important part of combating sexism in their personal lives as well as in their communities.
Bueno, cuando ellos empezaron aquí en ese año, en el año 70, 80, existía mucho más machismo entre la pareja, que la pareja se tenía que quedar en casa.
When we started the cooperative in the era of the 80s, there was a lot of sexism within marriages. The idea persisted that women needed to stay in the house, and it was the man who would go out to find work to sustain the family. We were not trained, we hadn't studied. Now we have one cooperative member who graduated with a degree in accounting. I made it through fifth grade. We haven't graduated from universities, but it's been the university of life that has led us to bring this project forward. So all of the training we've gotten I've liked, because I know it's relevant to the cooperative and to the work that we're doing. And so we are owners, we are members, we are workers, and I don't have anyone who is ordering me around. I know what I need to do each day.
In Monte Carmelo, the cooperatives have been an important force for creating economic opportunities, social development, and participation of women.
Pues quisimos organizar nosotros como mujeres también, bueno, para tener un espacio en la sociedad, un lugar de encuentro, un lugar.
So we organized ourselves as women to create a space in our society, a space of encounter, a space to address the problems that housewives and women face, and especially rural women who have been very marginalized, and also to liberate ourselves from sexism. Women should occupy a space with gender equity, with equal conditions and equal opportunities. Fighting against sexism, to me, is one of the most important struggles for women to achieve family stability as well as social, cultural, and economic stability.
En este caso, pues la cooperativa la
In this case, when we formed the cooperative, we were all men. But after time, women started to affiliate themselves with the cooperative, which we thought was extremely interesting, that women also joined in the cooperative work, apart from the work that they already have as housewives. Also that they participate with the same rights and decision-making power that we as men have. So we see women as people, not as a slave in the kitchen working, as watching the children. And I know that this has been because of the cooperative.